8000.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, March 15th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.79. The dew point is 32 degrees and the wind chill is 29 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. High-speed internet may soon be more affordable to everybody in the Topeka area.
City of Topeka spokeswoman Gretchen Spiker reports that the Federal Communications Commission will award Topeka with a grant to boost participation in the Affordable Connectivity Program. This program provides qualifying households with a discount on broadband and a one-time discount on connected devices. Those who qualify are eligible for a discount of up to $30 per month on internet service and up to $100 to purchase a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet from participating providers. From Topeka, this is Mark Wilson.
Last week's Big 12 men's basketball championship in Kansas City set a record. More than 90,000 fans attended the tournament and hit an average of more than 18,000 fans a session. The women's tournament also drew fans over 25% more than last year. The Kansas City Sports Commission said the economic impact of the championships together was about $21 million over the five-day period. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. As schools across the state are out on spring break, Kansas lawmakers on Tuesday debated a plan that would allow public funds to be used for private or alternative education options. And it's a bill facing opposition from many public educators in the state who say that it takes away from public schools without accountability for how it's used. Tuesday on the Kansas House floor in Topeka was a day of back and forth as lawmakers discussed the bill for an Education Savings Account Program, or ESAS, and the bill ties the creation of the ESAS with one-time increases in special education funding and teacher raises, which items opponents say shouldn't be tied together. The bill would create an education savings account program run and overseen by the state treasurer's office, and each account would hold about $5,000 and could be used for non-public schooling. The bill supporters say it allows families to find the best education option for their children. Qualifying students are based on factors like those on free or reduced lunches, state test scores, or family income, which starts at 300% of the federal poverty line to 600% when the program is fully implemented, and this comes out to about $180,000 for a family of four. On Tuesday afternoon, the bill moved forward by a vote of 61 to 59, and it will have a final vote today in the Kansas House, where it will need 63 votes to pass. For the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years of age and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that would be mailed directly to their home if they enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. Matthew Schrack, the cessation coordinator, said they want all tobacco users to know that although quitting is hard, they can do it. He said individuals who smoke often try to quit several times before succeeding. However, proven treatments and services are available that can improve your chances to quit for good. He added that they encourage all Kansans to try to quit, and if they want free help, to take advantage of this opportunity. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is a free 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. And a survey of Quit Line users highlighted that 90% of participants were satisfied with the Quit Line coaches and counselors. The Quit Line can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has announced that the first round of funding opportunities under the Kansas Fights Addiction, or KFA, grant program, which will use money recovered by the state through opioid legal settlements to support substance abuse and addiction services in Kansas, became available starting March 6th. The Kansas Fights Addiction Grant Review Board has agreed to make an initial $3 million available to eligible agencies, entities, and nonprofit organizations through a request for proposal grant application process that will prioritize strategies related to treatment, recovery, reducing harm associated with substance use, and linking people to support services and care. A second RFP announcement anticipated in early May will make an additional $2 million available, with funding prioritizing prevention, providers and health systems, and public safety and first responders. The priorities are based on the Kansas Prescription Drug and Opioid Advisory Committee's 2023 to 2027 State Strategic Plan, which was developed using input from key stakeholders, public comment, subject matter experts, and survey data collection. In Kansas, the number of overdose deaths has risen steadily in recent years. In 2019, the state reported 393 overdose deaths. That number rose to 477 in 2020 and 678 in 2021, which was the most recent year for which the statistics were available. Kansas has reached multiple settlements with major pharmaceutical companies, distributors, and related firms as part of the state's ongoing efforts to bring accountability to those that fueled the opioid addiction crisis and to provide funds to support addiction services. Kansas has secured more than $340 million in settlements to be paid to the state over the next 18 years. Among the eligibility requirements, it's limited to state agencies, local and county governments, and nonprofit organizations that provide services in Kansas for the purpose of preventing, reducing, treating, or otherwise abating or remediating substance abuse or addiction. Additional information on the grant application will be available soon. As springtime nears, farmers prepare to return to their fields for planting, but low groundwater conditions have them concerned as the drought we've had in Kansas has taken a hit to groundwater levels, particularly in south central and western portions of the state, where levels have dropped by as much as 2 feet in some spots. In January, across Kansas, 1,400 wells were analyzed by the Kansas Geological Survey's report on groundwater levels, and that report was released this week. District 2, which includes the Equus beds and is a major drinking water source for Wichita and central Kansas, saw a decline of 2 feet. And further west, District 3 saw some of the steepest water level drops, nearly 3 feet, in places near Garden City, Liberal, and Ulysses. In Nebraska news, a woman charged with breaking into an ATM with a crowbar has taken a plea deal. According to the Furnace County District Court records, 36-year-old Shannon Proctor of Cambridge pled no contest last week to one count of attempted burglary in possession of burglar's tools. And in exchange for her plea, prosecutors dismissed additional charges of theft by receiving stolen property, more than $5,000, obstructing a police officer, and criminal mischief, $501 to $1,499. According to an arrest affidavit last November, a Furnace County Sheriff's deputy responded to an alarm at Waypoint Bank in Cambridge, and when the officer arrived, they noticed Proctor and a male standing inside the bank. The pair, one of which was carrying a crowbar, were then seen running away. According to the affidavit, the second individual was not apprehended, and court records do not list any charges against the man. The deputy said he went onto Paxton Street in Cambridge to cut off the individual, who was Proctor, and he eventually was able to apprehend and arrest her. As the deputy searched the area, he located a camouflage hoodie and gloves on the ground. In an interview with Proctor, she told the deputy she went into Waypoint Bank to get money out of an ATM, but it was unplugged. The deputy later viewed security footage, which allegedly showed a 2009 black Chevy Silverado, later determined to be stolen, dropped Proctor off at Wayside Bank. The footage reportedly showed Proctor walk to the side of the ATM, kneel by it in attempt to get inside the ATM with a crowbar before walking out of the bank roughly 20 minutes later. A bank employee later told deputies there was damage to the ATM. Proctor is scheduled to appear in Furnace County District Court for sentencing at 10:45 a.m. on May 11th. Deputies are investigating after a golf cart and about 3,000 feet of copper wire were stolen from a York ethanol plant last week. The York County Sheriff's Office said a black 2020 Club Car Carryall 100 golf cart was stolen from the Green Plains York ethanol plant, and roughly 3,000 feet of copper wire and 1,000 feet of coax cable were also stolen. The Sheriff's Office said the theft happened sometime overnight on March 5th, and deputies are now working to identify any responsible parties in the theft. Anyone with information is asked to call York County Crime Stoppers at 402-362-2999. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Spring is arriving in Kansas, and severe weather along with it. If it's been several seasons since you last renewed your homeowner's insurance policy, the next round of storms could bring an unwelcome surprise, because inflation and rising construction costs, along with gaps in coverage, could mean that your home is underinsured. Insurance carriers reported over 30,000 claims in Kansas during the peak of last year's storm season, so it's important to review your current coverage to ensure that your home is sufficiently covered. It's your responsibility to update your coverage in case of a loss, and not all policies cover expenses such as water and windstorm damage, debris or tree removal, severe backup due to flooding, sump pump failure, or additional living expenses if a disaster forces you from your home. If a disaster does strike, the last thing you want to worry about is making a list of everything you own for loss purposes, so make sure to keep an update of inventory of your personal property stored in a safe place, such as a fireproof box or a safe deposit box. For more information about homeowners coverage, you can visit the Home and Renters Insurance page on the department's website. And should you need to file a claim this season, consult the Homeowners Claim Settlement Guide or contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484. You can also visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov for any claims-related questions or concerns. The Dane G. Hansen Foundation of Logan, Kansas, has named 229 high school seniors from 48 Northwest Kansas schools as winners in its 48th annual scholarship competition. In selecting award winners, the scholarship committee considered proficiency in verbal and writing skills, along with other important factors, academic records, test scores, and community service in which the student may have participated. Seven students have won Hansen Leader of Tomorrow scholarships. These awards are for $10,000 and may be renewable for 3 additional years. The renewal of scholarships is based upon continued regard for the principles which guided the success of the late Dane G. Hansen, a 3.0 or better grade point average at the college level, and a letter describing progress towards educational goals. 35 Hansen Scholar winners were selected, and the stipend of $6,500 was granted for 1 year and may be renewable for 3 additional years. The renewal of scholarships is based upon continued regard for the principles which guided the success of the late Dane G. Hansen, a 3.0 or better grade point average at the college level, and a letter describing progress towards educational goals. The foundation offered 70 scholarships for Hansen student winners, and these awards are for $4,000 and may be renewed for 1 additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. This year's winner from Norton Community High School are Dan Hanlon, Jalen Rumbach, and Jeff Otter. For students interested in a career and technical education scholarship, the foundation offered scholarships with awards of $4,000, and these may be renewed for 1 additional year, provided the student has maintained a satisfactory academic record. Winners of career and technical education scholarships for Norton Community High School are Garrett Urban, Ella Carter, Jonathan Nielsen, and Clayton Sumner. A Kansas Department of Transportation project to improve a portion of U.S. 281 in Russell County is moving into its second year of work. The three-year project began in May 2022 and will reconstruct and widen 11 miles of the highway, starting near Land Road and ending at the West K-18 junction. Off-road work will continue through the 2023 construction season with minimal traffic impacts expected. Occasional lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed through those work zones by flaggers. The Kansas Department of Transportation currently plans to close the highway during the 2024 construction season, and more information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. For more information, you can contact Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6135. Phillipsburg resident Homer Ed Lively passed away on Monday, March 13th at the Norton County Hospital in Norton at the age of 89. Mass of Christian burial will be held Friday, March 17th at 10:30 a.m. in the S.S. Philip and James Catholic Church in Phillipsburg with Father John Schmeidler officiating. Interment will follow in the Fairview Cemetery in Phillipsburg with military honors conducted by the United States Navy. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County Hospital or the Alzheimer's Association, and Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel in Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with the high near 72 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 10% chance of rain after 5 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 31, and it should be windy tonight with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming north 25 to 30 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour tonight. On Thursday, rain and snow, becoming all snow after 9 a.m., with the temperature falling to around 31 by 3 p.m. It should be windy tomorrow with a north wind of 30 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%, with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 20 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, it should be sunny with the high near 43 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with the high near 35. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of snow before 1 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with the high near 39. On Monday, a slight chance of rain and snow. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 45. And on Tuesday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 49. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.79. The dew point is 32 degrees. And the wind chill is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. As NFL free agency rolls on, new league year begins on March 15th. The Chiefs have made one big move thus far in signing Juwan Taylor to play on the offensive line. But you have to mention the Chiefs will do something in their edge rusher department as well. And Matt Dierick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed what the Chiefs might do at a veteran option along the defensive line and where he thinks Chiefs might try and strike a bargain at some point free agency. And also how he feels that some of the Chiefs' unrestricted free agents who might miss out on big deals could come back.
It wouldn't even surprise me if the Chiefs eventually pick up an edge rusher late in the offseason or even in training camp. It ends up being a significant player for them because they've done that in the past. So I'm interested to see what happens going on from there. And also with their own free agents. I mean, hey, Colin Saunders, Derek Nnadi, those guys are going to be looking for bigger long-term deals. But if it's not there, I mean, coming back to Kansas City on a one-year deal is an option for just about anybody and everybody that's an unrestricted free agent for this team.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castro.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply of Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have an area of low pressure on the eastern side of the Rockies. It's going to continue to strengthen, and that will bring us a gusty south wind today, as high as 45, even 50 miles per hour. So a wind advisory has been issued across central Kansas. As the system moves on through with a cold front by early tomorrow, that will bring with it the chance of rain, a wintry mix, possibly some light snow behind the front. Not going to really amount to much in the way of accumulation. Then much colder air settles in for Friday through the weekend into Monday of next week. In northwestern Kansas, a big warm-up today with a high in the mid-70s. Rain moves in after midnight. In north-central Kansas, windy today with a high in the upper 60s. And in northeastern Kansas, sunny, windy with a high around 65. In southwest Kansas, partly cloudy and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. A wind advisory in south-central Kansas, or high in the upper 60s today. Cloudy, windy, mid-50s tonight. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Well, the markets went in reverse in the past couple of hours. They had been higher for much of the overnight, but after about 5:30, started going lower. May corn down a quarter of a penny, 6.20 and a half. July down 1 1/4, 6.08 and a half. New crop December down 2 1/2, 5.56 and 3/4. May soybeans down 7 cents, 14.86 and 3/4.